My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, who represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He's also chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee, which makes him a member of the House Republican leadership. He's also representing a district in the Atlanta area, one of the busiest airports, if not the busiest airport in the country, and that makes it a pivotal area for the ongoing stalemate over the FAA funding, which we apparently are going to see some progress on here in the next hours or days, but we'll still see how those play out. Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.
Hey, Greg, thanks so much. Good to be with you.
It seems like almost a replay of the debt ceiling debate, not the details, but just the fact that one side is basically saying that we've passed a bill, another side saying it's unacceptable, and then the original side is being obstinate here. Both sides basically saying if the other side would just agree to the bill that exists, this could be avoided. First of all, what do you make of the fact that we have gotten to the point where some of these folks have been furloughed? What's the main reason for the impasse?
Well, the impasse comes from the House Republicans' sincere desire to try to truly decrease the size, scope, reach, and cost of the federal government. This FAA authorization that we passed, the House passed our bill 2 weeks ago, limited and excluded some of the subsidies that oftentimes were up to $2,000 to $3,000 per passenger coming into and out of some rural airports that were paid for by the American taxpayer. We thought that was not an appropriate use of American taxpayer money, and consequently passed a reauthorization that would make it so that all other aspects of the FAA would continue unabated, but that those subsidies wouldn't be in place. And the Senate, instead of responding by passing a bill and sending it back to the House, said, we don't like your bill, we'll throw a tantrum and won't do anything.
What about unionizing? There was a debate that was part of this as well. What can you tell us?
Well, it's part of the overall discussion, but in this reauthorization, temporary reauthorization through a time in September, there isn't anything that relates to union formation. Now, the Democrats believe that it ought to be easier for workers to form unions and put companies at a disadvantage. We believe there ought to be an open and a level playing field, and that's the dispute there. But in this particular piece of legislation, there's nothing that relates to unions, and any statement by the other side is just an attempt to confuse individuals.
Back to subsidizing some of those rural airports, what do Republicans consider reasonable and not reasonable? You mentioned some of the exorbitant fares or cost per customer to keep some of these places open. What's generally the line of demarcation for House Republicans?
Well, the line of demarcation has been $5,000 subsidy per individual. We thought that $1,000 was a reasonable amount and decreased it to that. Many taxpayers would say, why on earth am I subsidizing any passengers at all at any airports? They ought to be self-sufficient and be able to pay for themselves. But we thought $1,000 was reasonable, and that's what we included in our portion of the bill.
Some small areas, in fact, a lot of small areas do rely on that. So is this an area of the government that's less and less responsive? Is it, even though it could hurt some of these areas, just not economically efficient? How would you generally approach this issue?
Well, I think that at a time when we're borrowing 43 cents of every dollar that we spend, that it's important to look at what the role of the federal government ought to be and what can it be from a financial standpoint. Then the American people are demanding greater accountability in Washington, and the fight over this, Greg, really demonstrates how extremely difficult it is to decrease spending out of Washington, which is why in the discussion points that we've had, I've been so strongly supportive of a balanced budget amendment, because we just can't keep borrowing money that we don't have and spend on things that, although they may be nice and comfortable for some folks, they are driving this country toward the brink of bankruptcy.
And certainly a lot of folks worried about that throughout the debt debate and even beyond. In terms of what we're likely to see as a solution, right now Harry Reid says there's a framework for solving this impasse, not a lot of details at this point. But based on your expertise from serving in the Atlanta area and just how Congress works, what do you suspect is probably the framework here?
Well, the framework reportedly is that the Senate will pass the House version, which it could have done 2 weeks ago, and apparently there's some mechanism by which the Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood, can actually waive a portion of the bill. Now, I'm not familiar with the authority that would be provided and that he would utilize to waive a portion of a bill that has passed the United States Congress, so I look I will await with great anticipation their citation for how he's able to waive a portion of a law that's been passed by both chambers.
So do you expect a legal fight here? This seems to be a little bit unprecedented, as you suggested. So is the administration about to claim some sort of overarching authority here?
You know, it's a little too early for me to say, Greg, but I'm very cautious about this administration and its usurpation of power in so many areas, and so it gives me some pause. But I haven't seen the language. I haven't seen the authority that they will reportedly be citing, and so we'll reserve judgment until we see.
Congressman Tom Price represents Georgia's 6th Congressional District. He is also the chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee, and he is a member of the House Budget and Ways and Means Committees. You can hear the second half of my conversation with Congressman Price related to Thursday's major drop on Wall Street elsewhere on this site. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.